أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذا قيل لهم اتقوا ما بين أيديكم وما خلفكم لعلكم ترحمون وما تأتيهم من آية من آيات ربهم إلا كانوا عنها معرضين وإذا قيل لهم أنفقوا مما رزقكم الله قال الذين كفروا للذين آمنوا أنطعم من لو يشاء الله أطعمه إن أنتم إلا في ضلال مبين صدق الله العظيم. The last several ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded us of several ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's favors and boons upon us, and at the same time displaying Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's qudrat and Allah ta'ala's power and Allah's might. These were signs that if a person looked at it, it was very apparent that this had to be the work of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, and that in many instances is sufficient to remind a person about the oneness of Allah, and a person brings iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here in these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about the difference between the kuffar and the believers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls us to remember certain aspects of our lives. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that Allah is the sole provider. But sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives opportunities to human beings in giving them sustenance that is over and above their needs and necessities, by which they will spend and they will earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But these opportunities are often squandered. Allah says, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمُ اتَّقُوا مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَمَا خَلْفَكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. And when it was said to them, اتَّقُوا مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيكُمْ, fear that which lies ahead of you. What lies ahead of us? That is the day of Qiyamah. What lies ahead of us? That is our mouth and our departure from this material world. What also lies ahead of us is the unknown, that sometimes the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can befall us. Sometimes there can be a change of our circumstances in this world. What lies ahead of the most affluent of people sometimes can be poverty. And what lies ahead of sometimes the most healthiest of people can be ill health, sicknesses, illnesses. It is just a second and the tables can turn. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls us, and Allah ta'ala reminds us about these changes that can take place at any time, at any place, to anyone. We should never ever take the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for granted. And again, the reminder, we read Surah Yasin every day. We should just pause here for a while and think about the ni'mas that Allah has given us and make dua like the dua that was made. If we don't know the Arabic, the English, that, oh Allah, preserve your ni'mas upon us, keep it continuous, and oh Allah, do not terminate these ni'mas that you have granted us. وَمَا خَلْفَكُمْ, and also fear that which is behind you. What is behind us that we should fear? The trails that we left of sin, the trails that we left of disobedience, the footsteps that we left of breaking the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we should make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we should always fear that that never comes back to us. In other words, we never commit those sins again. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us the future of a believer, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us our past. When this kind of thoughts come, this kind of fear comes within us, these types of awareness comes within us, then Allah says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ, then perhaps mercies will descend upon you. In other words, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will have rahmat, raham, Allah will have mercy upon you. And in this way, if a believer can just think about the future, that it is never in our hands, it is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a believer can think about the ills that he has done and make tawbah, of course, once we've made tawbah for our sins, then obviously we leave it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Hakim al-Ummah, rahimahumullah, used to always say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not create us to remember our sins. Allah ta'ala created us to remember Allah. So we should continuously remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا تَأْتِيهِمْ مِنْ آيَةٍ مِنْ آيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ illa kanu anha mu'ridin, and no sign or no command or no verse came to them from the verses of the Rabb or from the signs of the Rabb or from the commands of the Rabb, illa kanu anha mu'ridin, but they turned away from it. They were averse to whatever commandments Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent down. It was immaterial to them. Many signs had come down, but it was all immaterial to them. Many commandments had come down, but they did not fulfill these commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And again, time to introspect. So many commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do I fulfill them or do I neglect those commandments of Allah Rabbul Izzat? Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks specifically about the disbelievers, but sometimes some of the habits of disbelievers are found also in believers. And the opposite is also true, that some of the good qualities of believers are also found in disbelievers. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ أَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهُ, and when it is said to them that spend from that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sustained you. This is generally, and this was generally, the condition of the people of Makkah Mukarramah. Many of them were not only hospitable, many of them were also very, very charitable. Insofar as charity is concerned, by and large, it is not only an issue of deen. It is not only an issue of religion. It is not only an issue of Islam. Somebody is starving, somebody is hungry. It is insaniyat. It is the human quality that comes out within any human being that he will want to feed that person. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about here. قَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, then those who disbelieve, they said to those who believe, أَنُطْعِمُوا مَلَّوْ يَشَاءُ اللَّهُ أَطْعَمَا, should we feed such people whom if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so desired, Allah could have fed them himself. In other words, a person is starving, a person is hungry, then they will begin to say, and this was sarcasm, they were trying to ridicule and mock our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so wills, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will feed, he is the Razzaq. And one important aspect we draw from this ayah and other ayats of the Quran Kareem, that the kuffar of Makkah also, despite the fact that they were drowning in polytheism, they were drowning in idol worship and everything else, but there was one fact that they really believed in, and that is Allah is the Razzaq. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the sustainer. And here it shows out very, very clearly also that should we feed someone, that if Allah ta'ala so wills, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will feed. And in this way, they would mock at our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would mock at the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in various ayats of the Quran Kareem has advised us, Allah has commanded us that we should be spending for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today also, just by the way, it has become a sickness amongst us also that when we see somebody in need, then we feel that that person must have absolutely nothing. That person must have absolutely nothing before that person becomes worthy of our charities. That is also an incorrect view that we have. We should see to it that the person has at least the bare necessities so that that person can carry on. وَفِي أَمْوَالِهِمْ حَقٌّ لِلسَّائِلِ وَالْمَحْرُومِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that who are the true and real servants of Allah? They are those people that in their wealth also there is a haqq. In their wealth also there is a right for those people who are sa'il, those people who ask, and those people who are deprived. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept the system amongst human beings. Animals, they will feed according to how they want to feed. We'll see cattle on the grazing land, they will feed from the space that they have, they will eat, and there is nobody to tell them anything. There is no one cow that will give sadaqah and charity to another cow. We find that sometimes in birds, etc., but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala generally has kept it free. But as far as insan is concerned, this is a very great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has granted us, that Allah ta'ala gives us sustenance over and above our needs, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept in it the rights of those that do not have. have so that we can spend on them, so that we also are rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the system that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept in this world. And in this system, there is a lot of khair and there is a lot of barakah in it. Ulama have gone into the various systems of the world, the capitalistic system, the social system of the world, but the system of Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept free of every kind of greed, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept free of every kind of materialistic inclinations that we see to those that are in need. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in antum illa fi dhalalim mubeen, then certainly you are but not in manifest error. That if this is the way you think, then you are in total error with regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are opportunities that are squandered. Now some of the commentators over here have spoken about this aspect very, very quickly, that charity is such a thing that sometimes does not require religion for a person to give out his charity. And if this is the case with regards to the disbelievers, then what about all the other amal of deen also? That they are invited towards Islam, they are invited towards the deen of Allah. You and I have accepted the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are invited to various aspects of deen to practice upon those aspects of deen. So we also need to introspect that besides our charities, everything else, is it above board? Are we fulfilling the commandments of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.